Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, here with Joe Tungan, head coach of the state qualifying Pella Girls golf team. Coach, you seemed almost a bit dumbfounded when I saw you right after the meet, trying to believe it was still real, but it is. You've got the banner, the ticket punched in front of you, the scorecards are in, you're headed to Solon. How exciting is it after 9 years of narrowly missing that opportunity?
Well, that sounds really good. State qualifying head coach. I mean, I haven't had that yet. And it's, like I said, I've been head coach for 9 years. I've had third five times. It feels pretty good. And it's still kind of surreal. I'm really super happy for the girls. They're the ones that earned this one. They played. And, you know, the last few times I've talked about the team. And this is a very special team. We have a lot of depth. And it's more than just the six girls that played today. We have nine girls that have actually counted this year. So it's just been a real special year, and I'm just so happy to see them play well today and punch that ticket.
And not an easy day out here, right? You've been playing in warm, dry conditions basically for the last 2 weeks. We get the rain on Monday that slows stuff down, and then wind and 50s here today, and even in the 40s when you teed off this morning. What was it like to see the girls navigate that? Because they got off to a bit of a slow start, but after that really started to pick it up.
Yeah, we have been talking about this since last week because we saw the extended forecast. We started kind of putting warnings out there from the coaches just about, okay, girls, I know it's really warm and beautiful, but next Wednesday, it's going to be cold, it's going to be windy, might be rainy. Luckily, we lucked out on that part right there. And so we kind of got them mentally ready for that. And they really handled the conditions really well today.
And you have one of the best teams in the state, Xavier, here. And that's always a difficult ask too, right? Because you know that one spot's likely taken unless they really had a bad day. What was it like to see the girls rise to that challenge? Keokuk and Fort Madison gave you a push for a while. What was it like to see them not only recognize there was another elite team here, but there are some good teams that were nipping at your heels?
Yeah, we definitely knew Xavier was going to be a team that would probably separate themselves from us as we went along, just knowing their stats and their scores and so on. And so we really kind of, coaches got them mentally ready from the standpoint of, you know, I know you're playing with a Xavier girl, but don't feel like just because you're not playing up to that standard that we're not going to make it. You need to play your own game. You know, focus on your game. Don't feel like you need to do anything heroic. Just play your game and you'll be fine.
And yeah, they were fine indeed. They are qualifying here. Joe Tungan, head coach of the Pella Girls golf team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as the Dutch qualify for state. And that's the opportunity in front of you. Go to Solon. So the sites are really spread out across the entire state this year. You go to Solon. Obviously, Xavier is one of the top teams in the state. Many other top teams got in. Some got upset on their way here. But what's just the mentality knowing that you got 2 days of golf yet ahead of you?
Well, I think now, really, you know, when you think about the entire season, you know, we're as a team, we're really focused on keeping our average low so that we can qualify for a decent regional, give ourselves a good chance. And then when we got to that regional, we felt like, wow, we got a really nice regional here. Now we got to perform. And they did. They performed today. Now we go to state, we kind of take a deep breath and kind of relax a little bit. And, you know, I'm not saying we're not enjoying the golf out here, but really try to soak it in. As we had a meeting here at the end, we really talked about that. And just the fact that you just can't take for granted the fact that you go to state every year. You really have to earn it. And they got there, and now, honestly, we're just going to go and enjoy it.
Well, and these are seniors, Coach, that for a program that obviously has had its ups and downs, have gone through a lot, right? You know, yeah. And Carson's dealt with injuries, and Emerson obviously transferring over here over the course of her high school career and all the above. What's it like to see them rewarded with this opportunity?
I think it's just an awesome thing. I mean, for all of our seniors, especially Carson. I mean, when you look at her stats, she's only played half the meets this season with some back issues. And so to see her rise to the occasion, and she's conference champ. You know, we're bringing conference champ out there to the state. But she gets to not only get to go to the state tournament, but she gets to go with her team. That is going to be fun.
And not only that, the future of the program, you've got a freshman, you got a sophomore, you got some juniors. I mean, you got some young athletes that are going to have an opportunity at the very worst to walk the course, let alone three of them that get to play it.
You know, we've kind of experienced that this year a little bit. You know, as I've talked about, you know, the depth of our team, I think some of our, if coaches were looking at our stats, they would kind of look at it and be like, what? Okay, there's nine? And they're shooting pretty good. Yeah, because there's some depth on this team and they're younger. And so we have some golfers that this team is going to be good for a while. And the thing is, they're only going to be better because they're gaining this experience, and they get to go to the state tournament, experience that. And we also have some eighth graders coming up next year that have practiced with us, and there's some really nice potential there. So I'm excited for the future of this team, really excited for the girls to get to the big dance and just have a great time.
And we'll see where the chips fall from there. Thursday and Friday, the girls head to Solon for the Class 3A state tournament. I'm sure that sounds pretty good, Coach.
Oh,
Joe Tungan,
great.
Appreciate your time. Look forward to it. All the best to you next week.
All right, thanks, Andrew.